This is the Matchday Roundup. Hey, welcome back to the Powered by Football podcast, your favourite power chair football podcast hosted by Jackson Taylor. Just a quick note before we get into this week's Matchday Roundup. I was not able to conduct interviews as I had done last week due to a commitment with my team, the Western Sydney Wanderers, regarding the A-League's Sydney derbies on the same day. Rather, I conducted an interview with a good mate of mine, Matt Mallows, who was present for the whole match day, despite his team, Hills United, having a bye. The way this episode will work is that you will hear the result, goal scorers and assists, followed by the question I had for Matt regarding each game. Firstly, in the reserve grade Sydney derby, Sydney FC lost 1-0 to a Jonathan Reyes goal in the 19th minute, with no assist.
Hello, my name's Matthew Mallows. I currently am the goalkeeper for Hills United in the Premier League.
What are the main points, excluding the goal itself, from Jonathan Reyes that secured the Wanderers defeating Sydney FC in the reserve grade?
I think the biggest thing was Wanderers seemed a lot more structured than Sydney FC. I think Sydney will get a lot better with more game experience, but they've got a lot of newer players in their reserve grade squad compared to the Wanderers, who have had most of the Wanderers reserve grade squad have had at least a year under their belts in that division. So you could definitely tell that they were a little more cohesive than the other team. I also found that they tended to pass a fair bit better. You could see that Sydney FC were trying to pass the ball around, but it just wasn't quite coming off. But I think as the season goes along, they're going to get quite a bit better because you could see that the game, like the ideas that they were trying to put in place were right. They just weren't quite coming off. And that kind of thing will come with more and more game time as the season goes on.
In the Premier League Sydney derby, Sydney FC won 2-0 over the Western Sydney Wanderers, with Daniel O'Brien scoring in the 7th minute and Fletcher Ball scoring in the 39th. Assists came from Chris Suffield in the 7th minute and Daniel O'Brien in the 39th minute. So, Matt, why do you think Sydney FC were able to win the Premier League match despite not being the favourites?
Well, Sydney haven't gone through a whole lot of changes compared to the Wanderers. So I think from memory, Wanderers have lost two of their main Premier League players over the off season. So one big thing you could definitely notice that they were missing, because there was definitely a lack of cohesion with the new players coming up to fill in.
Thanks.
Whereas on the other side, Sydney FC, all those boys have been playing together for 3 years now almost. So they basically know each other's game plans inside and out. The only real difference was Suffield, who I think benefits them, because you can definitely see that they're a lot more relaxed and certainly a lot more defensively sound, with him kind of barking orders at the back. And it's really lifting those younger kids up, because I think Sydney FC struggled a lot with talk last year, and they're certainly talking a lot more this year. And basically, yeah, that just culminated in what we saw on the weekend. It's not the Wanderers. Wanderers definitely played a lot better than they did in the previous week. It's hard to kind of gauge where teams are at when they're playing Newcastle, because Newcastle just at the moment seem a league ahead of everyone else. So it's kind of hard to judge other teams based on their performance against them. So I don't think Wanderers played particularly badly this week. They certainly had quite a number of opportunities to score, but Sydney just finished when it mattered, and Wanderers couldn't quite capitalise on the opportunities that they generated.
In the reserve grade match between Newcastle Jets and St George FC, Patrick Nolan scored 2 in the 9th and 39th minute, with a Shannon and Lazark assist in the 9th minute. In the reserve grade match, do you think that the result proves St George's lack of experience as a cohort, or more so prove Newcastle's strength as a reserve grade team?
I think it was a bit of both. St George had a lot of players that I had never seen before, as well as a few that were coming up from Canberra. So obviously the guys coming up from Canberra can't train with the team during their standard training sessions. And I think that, combined with the fact that a lot of those players had not even played the sport before, let alone played together in a game. I think St. George actually will benefit a lot from that. But yeah, you could definitely tell that they were very inexperienced compared to Newcastle. But they weren't as like inexperienced as I thought they would be. Like their structure was pretty decent for the most part. Just you can tell Newcastle have been really putting in at training during the off season because the structure that they wanted to play was definitely there. It didn't always come off for them, but you could see it. And I think both teams, St. George in particular, will get a lot better as the season goes on, based on what I saw in that game as well as Newcastle's previous week's game, because I think they're two on the trot now, right? Because they won their first game as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's looking a lot closer in reserve grade this year. Actually, it was quite close last year, but it's looking like it's going to be a close season again this year in reserve grade, which is always good. Always like a bit of competition. Should be very interesting the next couple of weeks once every team has played each other to kind of gauge where each team's at.
In the Premier League match between Newcastle Jets and St. George FC, Newcastle won 4-0 with Chris Haster scoring a hat-trick with goals in the 3rd, 6th and 12th minutes. Jordan Crane scored in the 26th to get the 4th goal for the team. With assists from Dimitri Leolio Davis in the 3rd minute, Jordan Crane in the 6th minute and Ryan Sack in the 12th. Do you think that such a tough loss against Newcastle in the Premier League foreshadows a lack of team cohesion within St. George's side?
I think it's less that it's foreshadowed and more blatantly pointed it out. You could tell that St. George were not as cohesive as Newcastle. However, I wouldn't necessarily consider it a tough loss despite what the scoreboard said, because as I mentioned previously, it's very hard to gauge how well a team is playing when they come up against Newcastle, because they're just going to blow teams off the park by the looks of things until each team gets some decent games under their belt. Newcastle are going to be pretty hard to stop at the moment. Abdullah in particular was fantastic in that game. He was everywhere at once, shutting down a lot of what Newcastle could do. And then, yeah, Mitch and Jake, they will definitely get a lot better just from what I saw. Abs was passing it to them and they were doing a lot of very nice passing, but again, Newcastle Jets are Newcastle Jets. If I was playing for St. George or coaching St. George, I would have been very, very happy with the way they played on the weekend, considering it's their first ever match as a club and coming up against, you know, the reigning Premier League champions. I think it was actually a really good game from them. Newcastle were just too good for them.
Yeah, thank you so much for all of that, Matt. It's been great to have you on.
No worries. I'm glad I could make it on.
That concludes this episode of the Powered by Football podcast. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jax. Hopefully I come back on in a couple episodes.
Yeah, you're welcome to come back for a longer interview. This one wasn't very lengthy, but these match day roundups aren't.
No, I'm always happy to help out where I can.
Yeah, perfect. Well, thanks for being here. And to you and to the audience, we'll see you later.
Yeah, thank you all for listening.
You can get involved in Powerchair football here in New South Wales as an athlete, coach, referee or volunteer by visiting the NSW PFA website linked below. Our season takes place in Glenwood at the Valentine Sports Park from the 24th of February 2024 to the 6th of July 2024 every Saturday. Contact info at nswpfa.org.au for more information. Just a quick note that the views of this podcast are mine and mine alone. The opinions and thoughts expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the NSW PFA. If you want to get in touch with the podcast, you can follow us at Powered by Football Pod on Instagram, join our Facebook group, Powered by Football Podcast, or follow our Twitter account, Powered by Pod. Thanks for listening.